Family, today I spoke with a British soldier. He described his memories of the French-Indian Wars. He confesses he fought with savagery and partook in torture. He's to return to England soon, and I fear it will be as a man broken by violence. Do mankind, walking in uprightness, delight in each other's happiness, or do they employ their skill and their strength to afflict and destroy one another? Attend then, my soul, to this wisdom. Remember the quietude of the heart.
Grandfather, today as I was working in the house, I remembered what thou hast said about inward prayer, how the prayer of the heart is without words, without thoughts. How will I recognize it?
Thou wilt know it when it comes to thee, Imogen. It is the unutterable prayer, the fruit of love. Let not thy thoughts disturb it.
I am aware that although I seek peace and quietude in my heart, in my thoughts is the knowledge that the potatoes are overcooking.
We have always valued the work of our hands, but we try to work with quietude in our hearts.
I ask myself, how can I make the potatoes understand this?
If no one else is moved to speak, we will draw this meeting to a close. Carl?
When that soldier spoke to you, he rekindled his memories of violence. Is it not better to remain silent always?
Words are not treacherous when they come from the quiet heart.
How certain, even after all these years, can I be of the quiet of my heart?
A happy and well-fed family brings quiet to my heart.
Is it not rather the reverse?